talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, it's a Getaway Friday, November, I about said March. My eyes must need checked. Friday, November the 12th, 2021, 17, coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. You are tuned into the Exchange Club, and we had so much fun in the 10 o'clock hour this morning doing the Family Feud and giving away tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which, by the way, those tickets are good through the first of the year, so they're good through the zoo lights, which I believe begin next weekend, I think. So we're going to do it again this hour. We're going to give away another pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We will start a new page of entries. And do want to let people know that we have tickets here for Brian, Pat, Ernie, and Judy C. All have zoo tickets waiting on you here. You can pick those up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. Okay, let's get on to our next Family Feud category. This category has 4 answers, as well as our last one did. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. How about that? Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. We have 4 answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, the interview with Jim Ganahl will repeat today between 2:10 and 4 p.m. on this station. All right, let's see who's got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Take a nap.
Take a nap. Who doesn't want to take a nap? Number one on the list. We got you, Charlene. Thank you. Charlene is in with take a nap, number one answer on the list. All right, let's see who's coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I was doing the take a nap, but somebody just said it.
Oh, no, do you have another one? Just take another guess off the top of your head.
I have recess.
Recess, you know what? That's the number two answer, so you got it. What's your name?
Marilyn Johnson.
Marilyn, do you listen to the station often?
Yes, I do.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're in. Keep playing, Marilyn.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Marilyn Johnson is in there. Recess, number two on the list. That also goes along with play with toys and recess. Those are all number two. All right, name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Snack time.
You got it. Snack time is number four on the list. Got you, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trish is in. Number four. Absolutely. Get free snacks. One answer left on this list. 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person has the final guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about lay on a rug?
Lay on a rug. Lay on a rug, not on the list, but a good guess. Maybe today we all would like to lay on a rug as well. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. Number one was take a nap. Number two, recess. Number four was get free snacks. Still one answer left on this list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are we missing? We've got Charlene and Marilyn and Trish in this go-around. Who else is going to get in? Name something you did in kindergarten you wish you could do now, every day. 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Who's going to come up with the correct answer? 740-383-9944. Something you did in kindergarten you wish you could do every day now. Go ahead, caller.
Play games.
Play games. Not on the list, but a good guess. No play games on the list. Something you did every day in kindergarten you wish you could do now. Go ahead, caller.
Leave early.
Not leave early. Good guesses. Something you did every day in kindergarten you wish you could do now. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Color.
Color. You got it, Ernie. That is the one.
All right.
Thank you.
And I'll be in next Wednesday to pick up my prize.
Oh, good. No problem at all. We'll set it aside for you.
Thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
Ernie.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5, you can come pick up your prize. Those are the answers, though, in that category. Name something you did every day in kindergarten that you wish you could do every day now. Nap, recess, color, get free snacks. And that particular category is dead for the day. All righty. Let's move on to the next category here, if I can get the paper up. Okay, four answers in this category as well. Four. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. How about this? Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, you can enter as many times this hour as you like. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. Four answers. Go ahead, caller.
Make a jersey.
Jersey. Number one on the list. Gotcha, Charlene. All right, Charlene's in twice this round. Jersey, number one on the list. Something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. Go ahead, caller.
The team colors or the jersey?
Jersey was number one on the list. All right, we already got jersey. Jersey was number one on the list. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. 25 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Three answers left to go. Does anybody know what they are? All right, go ahead, caller.
Face paint.
Face paint. Let's see here. Face paint, number two on the list. You got it. Thank you. Charlene gets in again with face paint, number two on the list. Still two answers left to go. Let's see if anybody has them. Go ahead, caller.
Face paint?
Charlene just got face paint.
Oh, shoot. Well, can I do another one?
Go ahead.
What about nothing?
Now, why would you wear that to...
Lots of people, like, go... Maybe not, okay, so they're not completely naked, duh, but they do wild and crazy things, like they'll go in the cold weather without shirts on and stuff.
Well, half naked is not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. You know, yeah. Not on the list. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
That big foam finger.
Yes, the foam hand finger, number four on the list. You got it. The big foam hand, big foam finger is number four on the list. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. Go ahead, caller.
A colored wig?
Not a colored wig. Not a colored wig. Good guess, though. We see a lot of that on game day. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. Go ahead, caller.
What about a hat?
A hat. You got it. Number three on the list is ahead. What's your name, sir?
Todd.
Todd, you listen to the station often?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, really.
Well, hey, good to hear. Stay with us.
All right.
All right. Todd's in the competition. Yes, those were the four. Name something a hardcore football fan wears to the stadium on game day. We've got a jersey, face body paint, a hat, and a foam finger. Those were the four. All right, next category also has four answers. Name a word that rhymes with honey. Now here's a thinker for you. Name a word that rhymes with honey. Four answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that rhymes with honey. Top four answers on the board. All right. We've got somebody calling in. Go ahead, caller.
Money.
Money, absolutely. First one that came to my mind. Thanks, Ernie.
Yep.
Ernie in there with money. That was the number one answer today. Name a word that rhymes with honey. With honey, that is. All right, go ahead, caller.
Money.
We just got that from Ernie.
Oh, Sunny.
Sunny. Sunny is number four on the list. We'll get Trish in here. Thanks, Trish. Trish gets in again with Sunny. Name a word that rhymes with honey. We've got money and Sunny. Two left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Funny.
Funny, absolutely. Number three on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Ernie gets in with Funny. 740-383-9944. Name a word that rhymes with honey. We've got money, bunny, money, money, funny, sunny. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Bunny.
What's that?
Bunny.
Bunny. Yes, number two on the list. How'd you ever come up with that one?
Because I used to raise rabbits, and I was like, bunny.
Bunny. You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Charlene gets in again. Okay, that category's dead. Name a word that rhymes with honey. We've got money, bunny, funny, and sunny. So far in the competition, we've got Charlene, Marilyn, Trish, Ernie, Todd, and some multiple entries. So let's go on to the next category. Okay. Four answers on the list. Tell me a type of hoop. H-O-O-P. We've got four answers here. A type of hoop. H-O-O-P. 740-383-9944. A type of hoop. Let's see how good you are today. Now, some of these I think are pretty easy. Maybe some a little more difficult. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Basketball hoop.
Basketball hoop is number two on the list. You got it. Basketball hoop comes in at number two. Name a type of hoop. H-O-O-P. All right, go ahead, caller.
A barrel.
A barrel. Not a barrel. No barrels on the list. Basketball hoop is number two. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Wildlights coming up. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hula hoop.
Hula hoop. You got it, Bob. Thank you. Bob gets in with the old hula hoop. Number one answer, hula hoop. Number two is basketball hoop. And we've still got two other answers. Name a type of hoop. Go ahead, caller.
Hula hoop.
Bob just took your answer.
Oh, Bob.
Bob got hula hoop. Got another hoop on your mind?
No, I don't.
Okay, keep thinking. Bob just snuck in with hula hoop. We've got hula hoop and basketball hoop. Still two other hoops to go. Name a type of hoop. H-O-O-P. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Earrings.
Yes, hoop earrings, number 3 on the list. Got you, Trish. Thank you.
Well.
Trish gets in at number 3 with hoop earrings. One answer left. Name a type of hoop. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
That's what I was just going to say, but she took my answer.
Took the earrings, huh? All right, thank you. Hoop earrings off the table. Still one type of hoop left, though. We've got a hula hoop, a basketball hoop, and hoop earrings. Still one answer left. 740-383-9944. Name a type of hoop. This is the category. Okay, here comes another guess down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Dress.
Yeah, a hoop skirt. Yeah,
yep.
That is on the list. Gotcha, Ernie.
Hey,
thanks.
Good.
Ernie comes in with a hoop skirt. That was the one I wasn't sure if anybody was going to get. That goes back a ways. Okay, name a type of hoop. We had hula hoop, basketball hoop, hoop earrings, and hoop skirt. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, they're all done. You're
they're all done.
Yeah,
stay with the next category. Okay, here's the next category. We've got 4 answers. Name a drink that's both served hot and cold. There must be dozens of these. Name a drink that's served both hot and cold. 4 answers. 740-383-9944. A drink that's served both hot and cold. Let's see if we've got the answers here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Coffee. You're right. Number 2 on the list. Who are we putting in?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith gets in today. All right. Lee puts Judy Smith in the competition. Is Judy Smith out there listening? That's the question. 34 minutes past the hour. Name a drink that's served both hot and cold. Go ahead, caller.
Tea.
Tea. You got it, Bob. Thanks. Now, do you prefer your tea hot or cold? Bob gets in with tea, so we've got tea and coffee. What are the other two? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Tea.
Bob just got it.
Oh, did he?
Yep. Snuck in there. Thank you. Bob snuck in with tea. Name a drink that is served both hot and cold. Still 2 answers left. We've got tea and coffee. 2 left to go. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, hot chocolate or cold chocolate?
Hot chocolate or cold chocolate? No hot chocolate or cold chocolate. Now, I've never heard of cold chocolate. I don't know. Well, one of those days. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Cider?
Cider, absolutely. Cider's number 4 on the list. Who we got?
This is Mike Wilson.
Oh, hey, Mike. What are you doing off today?
You gold-bricking
today? What's going on?
I'm off every day.
Oh, you're off every day. I didn't realize it'd come to that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you could stop by more often then.
I will have to do that.
You'll have to do that. Well, we got you in, Mike. You may go to the zoo.
Oh, they might keep me.
Well, that'll keep you busy. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, well, thanks, Scott.
Okay, good to talk with you. Mike Wilson comes in with cider. Hot and cold cider. 1 answer left on the list. Name a drink that's served both hot and cold. 740-383-9944. We've got Charlene, Marilyn, Ernie, Trish, Todd, Bob, Judy Smith, Mike. Go ahead. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about milk?
Quicker than I thought. Milk. Yes, you got it. Who do we got? Is Grover?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, is hot chocolate cold chocolate? Do you think they meant milk?
Well, I want to tell you something. I believe that was my mom calling in. I'm going to ask her when I get there. I ain't for sure.
You'll have to tell, because I've never heard of cold chocolate.
I put, when I was younger, I used to put like cocoa or Nestle's in milk. I don't know if she meant that or what, but I'll ask her when I go over and visit her today.
Yeah, you'll have to. Well, I love hearing from your mom. I'm glad she's out there listening.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right, Grover got in, and hey, Mike's here in the studio. We're having a little reunion today. I guess here it's kind of an alumni type of thing going on. Let's see, what mic are you on? Well, you haven't been here in a while, Mike. What do you think of what we've done with the place?
It looks fabulous.
Coming along, isn't
it? It's coming along very nicely.
Wait till we get the Christmas stuff in here.
In about a month. Oh, okay. For Christmas stuff?
I mean, oh, yeah. We'll put some of this stuff in storage in the extra room. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Tim Hortons has an iced hot chocolate.
They have an iced hot chocolate?
It's like an iced hot chocolate. It's really thick.
Tim Hortons.
It's almost like a whipped cream type thing, but it's really thick and it has ice in it, and it's an iced hot chocolate.
But do you call it iced hot chocolate or do you call it cold chocolate?
You call it iced hot chocolate.
Well, then maybe Mrs. Augenstein had it right. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. It wasn't on the list, but we can't say she was wrong.
Nope, this is true.
All right. Thank you. All right, Mike. You know,
that,
since
that sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I knew a guy like that once.
Iced hot.
It's one of those that, you know what, I'm going to let you do the next category, Mike. I'll just work the phones over here. Have some fun with it.
Okay, sure.
Here you go. Number 62, category
number 62.
62 there.
Okay, we're looking at category number 62. Where do we start here?
Just give him the category.
62.
I'll let Mike get ready while we
62.
Go to the phones.
We're going 63.
Go ahead, caller.
Ask Mike if he's going to be on the radio anymore.
Yeah, Mike, they're wanting to know if you're going to be on the radio anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just got a call.
Oh, wow.
They're listening.
Right.
We're working on something.
We're working on it.
Just
great.
Put it that way.
Yeah, and he's
going to
stay here for a few minutes, so he'll be on now.
Great.
Hey, thanks, Ernie.
Yep,
good to hear from you. See?
Okay.
People listen to your show.
You said 60.
Let me turn your mic on, then they'll hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, Mike. It'd take a minute.
It helps turn that microphone on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it always does.
Okay, category number 62 is name something you hang up.
740-383-9944. Four answers, I believe, in this category,
sir,
right?
Four answers, correct.
Name something you hang up, and we give them time for the delay, which is about 15 seconds here. So far, we've got a lot of people entered in the competition today. Columbus Zoo passes are the prize, I guess, today, not the game. Name something you hang up. Four big answers. What do you hang up? 740-383-9944. Here we go. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Pictures?
Picture or picture frame is number four, correct?
Number four. All right, Ralph, we got you.
Alrighty.
All right. You need a pen over there?
Well, sure. That would help.
Yeah, you're not going to chew on these pens like Terry does, are you?
I'll try not to. No.
Yeah, don't chew on the pens.
Especially since Terry's already chewed on it.
I know. Secondhand chews are never good. All right. Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Oh, maybe that person thought of the same answer.
Oh, could be.
All right. 740-383-9944. Something you hang up.
And we all have hang-ups of some sort.
Well, speak for yourself. Go ahead, caller.
Hang up the phone.
The phone, number one.
Number one, Trish. We got it. Thank you, Trish. Number one, hang up the phone. So we've already got two of the four. Can you hear anything over there?
I cannot. I don't
Well, here's
it.
A headset.
Oh, there we go.
There's
we
an
go.
Adapter in that cup, and then you can just plug that headset right in.
Okay.
All right.
Adapter in the cup.
Go ahead, caller.
How about clothes?
Clothes. Is clothes on the list, Mike?
Clothes, coat, and hat are all together on number two.
Number two. All right. Who we got here?
Todd Zeiner.
Well, give me that again.
Todd Zeiner.
Oh, Todd Zeiger. Todd. Are you a new listener to the station?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of.
Well, are you enjoying listening? That's the important question.
Yes, I am.
Well, and you're going to stick with us now, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, stay tuned, Todd, because we 19 minutes, you could win these tickets.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye. Todd Zeiger, there's a new name.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to find
the adapter. That's not the adapter. Yeah, no, that big one you don't need. Just screw that little adapter onto the headphones there and plug it into the machine. Oh, my. It's a calamity of error here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, a flower pot.
A flower pot.
That is not on the list.
Not on the list. Thank you for trying, though. A flower pot. All right. I think Mike's getting closer to getting the headset on.
All right.
Can you hear now, Mike?
Oh, yeah. You're loud. Very loud.
Well, people have said that before. All right, name something. I know, we're ready for Thanksgiving here, Mike. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a hat?
That was under the category of clothes, coat, or hat.
Okay. Already done. Still got one left to go here.
One left to go.
Yeah, so it's the category is name something you hang up. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear what the final answer is. Remind people what's already on the list.
So far, we have the phone was number one. Number two was clothes, coat, or hat. Number three, we haven't gotten yet, but number four was a picture or frame.
Go ahead, caller.
How about blinds or curtains?
That's a very good answer, but it's not on the list.
Not on the list. See, when you get down to the final one, it's kind of difficult. 740-383-9944. Something you hang up. 43 minutes past the hour here. Mike Wilson in studio playing the Family Feud. Go ahead, caller.
How about decorations?
That's also a very good answer, but it's not on the list.
No decorations on the list. The last one is always hard to come by. Something you hang up. 740-383-9944. Entrance today so far, Charlene, Marilyn, Trish, Ernie. We've got two Todds now. Now, see, I don't know what who the first Todd was. We've got Todd, who called in earlier, and now we've got Todd Zeiger. Bob is in. Judy Smith is in. Grover's in. Ralph is in. A lot of people in. Go ahead, caller.
A light.
A light.
A light. Oh, that's another excellent answer, but no, it's not on the list.
Not on the list.
Alrighty.
Light does not make the list. See, the last ones are the tough ones. When you get down to one answer, it's very, very difficult. Something you hang up is what we're looking for here. Let's see if this person knows the answer. Maybe they do. Go ahead.
Knickknacks.
Big Macs?
Rick Rack.
I said
you say Nick, Big Macs.
Knickknacks.
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 Knickknacks. Oh, knickknacks. Oh.
Paddywhack, give the dog a bone.
Yeah, you should have said Glenn's word. What is it?
Tchotchkes.
You know, we're getting some very, very good answers, but that one is not on the list.
No knickknacks.
Say that 10 times, Jeff.
Big Macs.
Noodles.
Wait, how's the bus? Oh, she already left. She's gone.
She left the bus.
Sarah out there driving the bus around. Knickknacks. I thought she said Big Macs. Go ahead, caller.
Adore.
You know, you folks are coming up with some excellent answers, but again, that's not on the list.
All right.
We're open. What do you hang up? Well, now, what do we have again? We've got the three we have.
Let me say this, Scott, before I came over here.
You're not going to give hints, are you?
Well, before I came over here earlier, I took a shower.
Well, thank goodness. Is it that time of month? Go ahead, caller.
Christmas stockings.
Hey, holiday spirit.
Good answer, but not on the list.
All right, thank you.
No Christmas stockings. How about that? Now, see, I would have bought that one. It's the holiday time. So why were you telling us you took a shower? Was this a clue?
Could be.
Could be. Well, I think I know the answer then. Go ahead, caller.
Towel.
There you go. Number three is a towel.
Did you get his hint?
Yep. I got his hint, but I promise you, I was trying to call in and say towel.
All right. Well, we'll take it either way. Gotcha, Grover. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Grover gets in again. Grover's sharp today. So remind people what the category was and what the answers were.
Well, the category was name something you hang up. The answers were number one, the phone. Number two, clothes, coat, or hat. Number three, a towel. And number four, a picture or picture frame.
All right, well, we've got 14 minutes left. What's the next category?
Well, let's go right on to the next category, Scott.
Let's do.
I'm glad I came up with that idea.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Name something you hate to see on the bottom of your shoe.
Oh, this is bad. There isn't anything on there that is not radio appropriate, is there?
Well, it depends on how they word it.
You say it very politely when you come across with
it. This is a family-oriented show.
Absolutely. How many answers do we have?
There are four answers.
Four big answers here. Name something you find on the bottom of your shoe, and be kind when you say... You speak like a child when you tell us what you're going to say. Go ahead, caller.
I'm about dog poop.
That's number two on the list.
There you go. Who we put in? So Judy Smith?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Lee. Judy Smith in. All right, Lee's playing for Judy Smith. I don't even know if Judy Smith is out there listening today.
I don't know, Judy Smith. If you're out there, please give us a call.
Yeah, let us know if you think there's dog dew on people's shoe. Go ahead, caller.
How about gum?
Number one,
gum. All right, Todd. Now, are you the same Todd who called in early on the show?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
So
two Todds on
the
list.
Same Todd three times.
Hey, Todd, you're racking them up. You might win today.
That's the goal.
Do you want to go to the zoo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You like those zoo lights?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, we're working on it. Keep listening, Todd.
All right. Thank you.
All right. People like the zoo lights, Mike. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And it's very expensive, so to send some people, hey, why not? It's a good Christmas gift, too, if you can't make it yourself. Go ahead, caller.
How about mud?
That's number three on the list.
Mud. Now, is Judy out there listening?
I don't know, but I'll let her know she won.
Well, she hasn't won yet. Let's not,
if she wins,
let's not jump the, put the cart before the horse here.
Judy in for all of them.
No. Yeah, she's in, yeah. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.
All right. Judy Smith in again here today. Name something on the bottom of your shoe, and the three answers we've got so far.
Gum, poop or dog dew, and mud or dirt.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Oil or grease?
Not on the list. Good answer.
All right. They're out there today. Mike Wilson sitting in here, giving me a break. It's much easier to engineer. Yeah. Much, much easier. Go ahead, caller.
How about tar?
That is an excellent answer, but again, not on the list.
Okay.
No tar on the list today. But if you got tar on your shoe, you are in trouble. You have to throw that shoe away.
That would be a tarable thing.
A tarable thing, exactly. I can't believe we haven't heard from Adam. He likes to call in and play this game as well.
Yes, he does.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
This is Judy Smith. I just called to let you know I am listening.
Oh, good, Judy. We just wanted to make sure that you were out there listening because Lee is racking them up for you today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Judy Smith is out there listening. Good to know. All right, something you find on the bottom of your shoe? Is that how the category is worded?
Something you hate to see on the bottom of your shoe.
Or something you
basically
hate,
the same, yes.
Hate to see on the bottom
I
of your shoe.
I guess there could be good things on the bottom of your shoe. I don't know what.
Maybe. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, sticky candy.
Oh, that's such a sweet answer, but it's not on the list.
Okay. No sticky candy today. Something you might find on the bottom of your shoe is what we're looking for here. 50 minutes past the hour. 10 minutes left to go. Zoo tickets in the balance here today. Okay, let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller.
I hate to say it, but throw up.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
Not on the
good
list.
Good answer, though.
Oh, my, my, my. Nobody wants to see that. Do they? Not me.
This last item, though, you may use to wipe the other things off the bottom of your shoe.
Oh, go ahead, caller.
How about a nail?
A nail?
No. Yeah. Not on the list.
Nail is not on the list, but I think you gave him a good hint, so maybe with the delay.
But I do have five nails inside my shoe.
Do you?
Yes.
Toe nails.
Yes.
I thought you were missing a toe.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, caller.
A hole.
A hole?
That's a good one. I have some shoes like that, but no, it's not on the list.
You wear them to church, don't you? Holy shoes? Well,
there you go.
Exactly. 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. All right, go ahead, caller.
Attack.
A cat?
Attack.
Oh, come on now. You're just messing with me. I said attack.
Oh, attack.
That's a good
and you're
answer.
You're welcome. I called Judy and told her you wanted to talk to her.
Yeah, she called in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I know. I'm listening. That's I'm always listening.
Oh, good.
How many people are on the bus right now?
I'm at Burger King. I get a lunch break, Scott.
Oh, what'd you get today at Burger King? Anything good?
Of course, a bag of oats every once in a while.
We'll do like Nate's show. What are you having to eat?
I'm trying the vegetarian Whopper. I'm trying to be good today.
Oh, boy, that sounds delicious.
Yes. So was I right? Is it a tack?
No, that's not on the list. It's a good answer, though.
Oh, shucks.
Do you take the bus through the drive-thru?
No, oh, my goodness. We have a lunch car.
Oh, I didn't know. A lunch
car. Yeah,
because
we drop our vehicles off at the garage when we pick our buses up, so the city provides us with a lunch car.
Hey, the things you learn.
Fancy, huh?
I know. What kind of car is it?
It's a minivan.
Oh, that's nice. Well, hey, thanks.
Toodles.
All right. Sarah over having a vegetarian Whopper at the Burger King. I didn't even know there was such a thing. Go ahead, caller.
How about toilet paper?
There you go. That's number four on the list.
Todd is in there with toilet paper. Thank you, Todd.
Yes, sir.
All right, Todd out there, a voracious listener now. So run down the category and what the answers were.
Voracious? would you like to define that?
a very strong listener.
Okay. You remember, I'm from Morrow County. We don't use those big words. Okay, the category was name something you hate to see on the bottom of your shoe. Number one was gum. Number two was poop or dog do. Number three was mud or dirt. Or number four was TP or tissue.
All right, well, we've got 7 minutes. You think they can get the next category?
Yeah, I think they can.
Okay, 7 minutes, folks. The clock's ticking on this one.
Okay, here we go. We asked 100 men, name something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill.
Well, I'm glad that was finished. Yeah. Name something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill. A good question for November. Right?
Sure.
Sure. Well, it's November. I don't know. A lot of people deep fry their turkeys now. Four answers, correct?
There are... Four answers, right?
Go ahead, caller.
You tenderize it.
Season would be close.
Okay. Are those... See, I don't know. Tenderizers where you take that hammer,
isn't it?
Stuff
of the sprinkle on it, and then you poke holes in it.
Yeah.
Is that season?
You know what? I would say that's close enough.
I thought seasoning was where you put like barbecue sauce.
It is, but I already gave away the answer. So.
So you got it. So we're putting Judy Smith in again.
Yeah.
All right. Judy Smith gets in again.
Judy.
I know we got Judy C. Has Judy C got in this hour? No, I don't think Judy C is in there. And we haven't heard from Judy Summers yet either this morning. Well, we heard from her earlier, but not this hour. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about marinated?
That's number two, the exact wording here.
Well, just as we speak, Judy C. gets in.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Judy. Another Judy for you. Judy C. and Judy S. in. Well, we have two Judy S.'s, though. We have Judy Smith and Judy Summers. So it's we haven't heard from Judy Summers, though. She called in the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Oh, she must have had the same answer. 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left to go. The category is...
We asked 100 men, name something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill.
And what are the two answers we have?
The two answers we have, we kind of, you know, made the first answer work. Season it, and second one is marinate it.
Season and marinate. So far, what are the two remaining answers? Something you do to your meat before you put it on the grill. Go ahead, caller.
Well, we pound.
What was that?
Pound it.
Pound it.
We talked about tenderizing earlier, and that would be the same thing, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Good guess, though. Not pounding it. Tenderizing. We've already got the old tenderizer on the list today. 740-383-9944. Yeah, why not? Go ahead, caller.
Get yourself out.
What was that?
Did you thaw it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
get yourself out.
That's number four on the list.
All right, Bob, you're on it today. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bob said, "Thaw it out." So we've got one answer left and 3.5 minutes. Will we? Is it a tough one?
Maybe, but we have trimmed it down to this one.
Go ahead, call it.
Pre-cook?
No. Good answer, though.
Not pre-cooked. So we're down 3-minute warning coming up here. 3-minute warning, 57 minutes past the hour. Got a lot of entries this hour. It's going to be a good drawing coming up here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Some people wrap it in foil.
Oh, that's a good one too, but it's not on the list.
Now let people know again where we're at and what we're at.
We're out here on Prospect Street, and
I know exactly.
The category is, we asked 100 men, name something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill. So far we have season it, marinate it, and defrost it. We have one answer left.
Go ahead.
How about clean it? Some people wash it underwater before they do it.
That's a very good suggestion, but no.
No washing the meat before you put it on the grill. Wouldn't that wash all the season and things of that nature off of it?
You do that before you put the seasoning on.
When do you tenderize it? Before or after you wash it?
I'm not a cook. I don't know.
I don't know. Or if you're from Morrow County, wash.
That's right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, make hamburger patties.
A good answer, but it's not on the list.
No making of the hamburger patties. Something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill. One answer left today. We're at the 2-minute warning. 58 minutes past the hour. All right, go ahead. Are you there? Our caller must have been the last guess. 740-383-9944. That delay creeps up. Okay, here comes another one. Let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller.
How about trim the fat off of it?
That's it, exactly. Cut it or trim it.
Cut it or trim it. You got it, Ralph. Thank you. All right, Ralph knocks it in. So give them the recap of that particular category.
Okay, we asked 100 men, name something you do with your meat before you put it on the grill. Number one, season it. Number two, marinate it. Number three, cut it or trim it. And number four was defrost it.
There we go. With about a minute left, let's see. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 32 people called in this hour.
You know what?
What?
We only have two answers on this last one. I bet they could get
two answers?
Yeah.
You sure it's only two answers?
Yep.
Does it extend to the next page?
It might.
Does it?
Well, it might. I don't know. You have the other page.
Oh, do I? Well, do you think we could get them? We can do it quick. We've got a minute or two here.
Okay, yeah, we can do it.
Okay, run
all easy ones.
Run these categories.
Name something people decorate.
Name something people decorate. All right, we've got 2.5 minutes. Something people decorate. We'll get four more people in. We've already got 32 entries.
Woohoo!
We can get four more in. We'll try to get up to 36. Name something people decorate, and that's only in 1 hour. 36 entries. And that doesn't count the people who didn't get a right answer. Something people decorate. Okay, here, I think the delay is over. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a Christmas tree?
Number one.
All right, Todd is in again. Get ready, Todd. The drawing's coming up.
Thank you.
All right, Todd gets in with Christmas tree. That's number one on the list. Name something you decorate. Three answers left to go here. Columbus Zoo tickets on the prowl. All right, here comes an answer. Go ahead.
How about the house?
Number two.
Number two, Judy Smith gets in with no assist from Lee this time. Thank you, Judy. Judy Smith gets in with the house. Name something you decorate. Two answers left. 740-383-9944. Two answers in about a minute. Okay, go ahead, caller. Must have been the house. 740-383-9944. That 15-second delay will get you every time. Go ahead, caller.
Your yard?
That's a good answer, but not on the list.
No yard today. Something that you decorate. Two answers left to go. All right, maybe this is one of those final two. Go ahead.
Your office?
Another good answer, but not on the list.
Office, not on the list. Name something that you decorate. 740-383-9944. That's what we're looking for. Remember, tonight I'll be on with Angie Evers, 8:10 to 10 p.m. Don't miss that for love nor money. Go ahead.
A cake.
Number three.
Cake. Judy C. gets in again with a cake. All right, one answer left to go. Name something that you decorate. What could it be? All right, here we go. This will be our 36th entry, if it's right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a man cave?
Oh, that's a good one. No, it's on the list.
Not a man cave. Name something that you decorate. 740-383-9944. One answer left on the list. Now, what do we have so far?
So far, we have Christmas tree, house of rooms, and a cake.
People must be in the Christmas spirit. Go ahead, caller.
Your yard?
A good answer, but no.
Yard is not on the list. Name something that you decorate.
Think of spring.
Spring. It's hard to do that in November.
I know.
All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a wedding car?
Oh, that would be good too, but no, it's not on the list.
You know, I send really good wedding cards. I'm very popular for that.
She said car.
Car.
You
a
know,
wedding
you decorate
car?
The car.
Why decorate the cards?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble hearing today. All right. Well, go ahead, caller.
How about a shower? Or a wedding or something like that?
Oh, no. Good answer, though.
Nothing with the nuptials. Nothing with the nuptials here today. Name something you decorate. Remember, my interview with Jim Ganahl will repeat today, 2:10 until 4 p.m. on this station. Don't miss that for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
Eggs for Easter?
There you go. That's number four.
Trish gets in with Easter eggs. Thank you, Trish. All right, run it down for him.
Okay, name something that people decorate, a Christmas tree, house or rooms, a cake, and Easter eggs.
All right, we've had 36 entries this particular hour. Go ahead, caller.
Easter eggs.
Yes, we'll put you in. Who do we got?
Marilyn.
All right, Marilyn, you're in. So 37 entries here. Mike, pick a number between 1 and 37.
26.
26. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17... You gotta pick 10, you know. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Well, how about that? Todd, our first time listener, first time winner. Todd, you can pick up the zoo tickets Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. Your tickets await you. And keep listening to the station. Tonight we'll be back with Angie Evers. Maybe we'll give some tickets away tonight from 8:10 until 10 p.m. Mike, good to have you back in the studio today.
It was fun.
All right. Everybody, have a great day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
GH1071.com and speedy delivery.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch